The Lord's joy be with you all, heart dwellers. Well, I hope you enjoyed Lana Vosser's prophecy on 2017 yesterday. And this is what Lana says here. The work of unity among the people of God is going to be breathtaking. I had a vision where I saw the Lord visiting leaders of different streams in the night with dreams and encounters to release specific strategies and keys to help other streams move into their breakthrough and destiny. I saw leaders all across the world from different streams calling each other, sharing dreams and encounters they had with Jesus for the breakthrough of the other. Not only were new networks and friendships formed, but such deep unity, love, and celebration of one another. A true joining together of brothers and sisters in Christ to extend the kingdom. Different streams flowing together. I saw the most opposite of streams that many look at and say, they would never float together, or we just don't float together. The Lord is going to cause to flow together in great unity. There's going to be a sign and a wonder at the work of the Holy Spirit to bring unity to the body of Christ through these seemingly opposite streams coming together in the name of Jesus to see a beautiful move of the Holy Spirit across the earth. I saw revival and an outpouring flowing from the joining of these streams in ways we have never seen. It will cause the people of God to behold and to stand in awe. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's Psalm 133:1. So what I want to say here, in the teaching, there are no bigots in heaven. I talk a lot about the manifestations, the authentic manifestation of God in the different denominations, especially in the liturgical denominations. And what she's saying here is that God is going to bring about a sign and a wonder that is going to cause people to put down their fences, put down their porcupine quills, and embrace the other denominations as true believers. This is going to happen in 2017, and I am so looking forward to it because there's so many things I would like to share with you, but people would not understand if I did. I have to wait until the move of the Spirit happens to prepare the way. And I've been criticized by the liturgical denominations for not being complete in teaching all the things that they believe are right. And I just can't do what they want me to do. I have to stick with what the Lord wants me to do. But I can see what Lana's talking about here. There is going to be a move of the Spirit that is going to bring down the walls like they never have before. And when that happens, I will have a lot to share with you. So I really am excited about what 2017 holds for us. She talks about the heavenly harmony that will be attained in that time, like dew dripping down from the skies upon Mount Hermon, refreshing the mountain slopes of Israel. For from this realm of sweet harmony, God will release his eternal blessing and the promise of forever. Where we would look at the church and say, this denomination doesn't like this one, or there's such division in the church, they can't work together, to be broken down significantly, and the world begin to see the church moving as one body under and in Jesus Christ. And the revelation of love that's going to come from this work of the Spirit to bring significant unity is going to be stunning. The kindness and goodness of God that is going to flow into the earth from the brothers and sisters working together in unity is going to bring worldwide shift. I can see that. One of the reasons that I see that is that we've been so busy fighting about our doctrines, and that's why we don't allow that on Heart Dwellers. We just don't allow arguments over doctrine. This is a place to dwell in God's heart. It's not a place to get the books out and start slinging scripture bombs at one another. That has been a tool that Satan has used to bring division, to stop the influx of souls because the souls get scandalized by this kind of behavior. And they listen to what the evangelicals say, and then they listen to what the Catholics say or the Orthodox say, and they all are hating one another and fighting against one another. And that has been used extensively by the devil to prevent souls from coming into the kingdom of God. You know, I think a lot about what happened with Paul when he came before the magistrate, and he saw that the Sadducees and the Pharisees were in disagreement about life after death. So he brought that subject up, and he said, "This is an argument between the faith, because I believe in eternal life. I believe in life after death, and they don't, so they're attacking me." Well, you know, at that, he turned the Sadducees and the Pharisees against one another and totally sidetracked the whole proceeding. And this is what the devil does. He takes the natural animosity that we have from one another, and rather than looking at the good fruit of the souls coming to the Lord and being sanctified and made holy, he gets us to look at the difference between the denominations and to fight and squabble and scandalize people who would have come to the Lord otherwise. This is exactly what the enemy's been doing. And I thank the Lord that he's going to put a stop to it in 2017, because it's been devastating. A lot of new believers who have come on our channel and been saved on our channel by listening to the slander some legitimate religious people have put out about us, and listening to the slander that the Satanists have put out, because they don't have any discernment and they can't see right through it because they're young in the Lord, has been devastating to these souls. It's not about me or my channel. It's about the souls that have been lost because people are squabbling over things that are not important. That's going to change in 2017, that just makes my heart sing, because we need that change. We need to be moving in love. We need to understand and love one another. And especially, we need to get rid of the seeds of bitterness, denominational bitterness, those seeds of bitterness. Because wherever an injustice has been done to you by a denomination, you can be sure Satan is behind it. And if Satan's behind it, it's not what the Lord established in the church that's behind it. It's people, corrupted people being behind it, and corrupted people doing corrupted things to one another. And that's where all this denominational bitterness comes from. Even many of you who don't even go to church anymore because you've not received anything but the left foot of fellowship there, you understand how devastating it is when people are fighting and finding fault and criticizing to the point where you don't want to even be there anymore. Your soul doesn't get fed, it gets torn apart. And we understand that too, because we've experienced it. How rare it is to find a place of real healing where this kind of thing doesn't go on. She also mentions here one other thing, that the Lord is going to commission many heart prophets in 2017 to go into the marketplace with the mandate to bring healing. I saw these specific heart prophets moving into the marketplace with the compassion, love, and heart of the Father. I think this is what's happening to Donald Trump. They were going into boardrooms, meetings with CEOs and leaders of business, government officials, and people who are holding great influence in the marketplace to bring prophetic words of comfort, strategy, hope, and healing. As I watched these heart prophets ministering to these ones in the marketplace, I could hear the heart of the Father so loudly speaking in longing. I have seen the hurts, the heartache, the disappointments, the struggles, the broken hearts, and the pain of many of those who are carrying worldly influence and favor in cities and nations. And I have come now to bring you hope, to bring you healing and comfort. Again, this is Lana Vosser's prophecy on 2017. I watched in the Spirit as these prophets ministered in such accurate words of knowledge and insight from the heart of the Father, such love being released through their words as they read the inner heart cries, the struggles and disappointments of these ones of great influence, and many of these marketplace leaders meeting Jesus and finding healing of years upon years of disappointment, pain, and heartache. I then heard the words, as I bring greater healing to those in the places of great influence in the marketplace, testimonies and healing will spread throughout the mountains of culture and society like wildfire. Many will know and burn with my love in the marketplace in 2017. Amen. So that's the end of her word and how beautiful it is. And it confirms so much of what the Lord has been speaking here on Still Small Voice. He's really confirmed it in a beautiful way. So God bless you, heart dwellers. We have so much to look forward to. Let's make sure we don't let any seeds of bitterness linger in our hearts. Let's make sure our hearts are clean to receive the new outpouring that the Lord is bringing to us. Thank you so much for listening in, and thank you so much for supporting us in our ministry. What a difference you make. God bless you all. May His wisdom reign in your hearts, His wisdom, His peace, and His unity. Amen. And here's the second part.